It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the home of the Bruins, the Celtics, and these guys. Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Havanagila, 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 Vinismacha.
98.5 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich of the coronavirus. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. We want to throw a party. We found out that as bar mitzvah season is upon us, my son is going to one tomorrow, that John Wallach has not been bar mitzvahed, but we want to throw this bar mitzvah for him, but John does not want to study. He's an insolent child. He will not study. He will not read the ways of the Torah. So what happened is, I contend, even though I am not Jewish, I was not raised Jewish, I am married to a Jew, my kids are by Jewish law Jewish, because they came out of a Jewish mother, a vaginal canal, passing through that, they are now Jewish, according to Jewish law.
That's usually how it works, yeah.
Because of Corona, they bagged out of the whole Hebrew school thing, but they did go to Hebrew school for a while, but they will not be bar mitzvah. My daughter has no... It wants none of it.
Right.
So here's the deal, is that we have a game called I Rule. I had my wife write, my Jewish wife,
okay,
write 7 questions about Judaism. I don't know what they are. I don't know anything about them.
Sure.
I will go in another room. Mike Lockhart will ask you these questions.
Okay.
Then we will see how you do, and then I will come in and answer the questions, and we'll see how I do. And hopefully, Jonathan, this gets you to know that you need to study.
John's going to do better than you think. I have a weird feeling John is going to do better than you think. If this was like the over-under podcast, I'm going to say John's going to hit 5 of these. 5
for
7.
How many questions? 7 of them?
There's 7 in a tiebreaker, if needed.
I don't think we're going to need that, but yes. All right.
John has turned his back completely against his people. He is a self-hating Jew. He does not like this.
Self-hating?
He's married not one, but two goys, and he married one goy, got divorced, and said, I'm going back for seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have a double goy.
Mm-hmm. Got it right this time.
A greedy boy, John Wall. Well, as far as you know, you got it right this time. Who knows? Life is long. No, I'm playing with you. I'm, of course, joking. All right.
It's too bad. The first hour's over.
That's right. All that's right. Here's bad. The deal. So I am going to go to the other room. No one panic.
All right.
I'm going in the other room. Nick will turn down the station so I cannot hear it. Mike Lockhart will ask you the 7 questions. If needed, there is a tiebreaker.
Well, hold on. Mike's in the other room, too. So aren't you going to hear?
Fine. Then I'll go in. Okay. I don't know where I'll go. I'll go somewhere where I can't hear the show.
Who okay.
So I'll go in the bathroom and put on another station.
Because we don't want any cheating.
That's right. We can't have any cheating. All right. So please, this is just for young Jonathan to know.
Yeah.
Study!
Right.
Come on! All right. I am leaving.
All right. Here we go. Very, very good. So I'm...
Is there a time limit? Because I don't want this to take forever.
No. I don't think you have to worry about that, Rich. I don't think time is going to be a problem here. So Mike Lockhart is in the same room as one Nick Jamelli. Fred is isolating himself. Where did Fred go?
He has. Yep. No, he's isolated.
Fred has isolated himself. So
should we get
Michael,
a little music going?
I think. We going back to the Havanagila on this one?
Yeah, might as well.
All right. Very good. All right. Mike Lockhart, let it rip.
All right, John. What is the holiest accessible site in Israel?
The wall. I rule.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
What is the Yiddish name for the skull cap that religious Jewish males wear?
Yarmulke.
I rule.
Dude, I would have been 2 for 2 on this. What are we doing?
I know. If Rich knows both of these questions,
come on, learned. Man.
I think Stephanie took it easy.
Yeah, but these are pretty easy. There's one I wouldn't have got out of the seven.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
All right, number 3. What's the Jewish dance called that celebrates a happy occasion?
Isn't it the Havanah? No, it's not the Havanah, is it?
No, it's not, John. Yeah. Moving on to number 4.
All right.
Well, hang on. You missed that one?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a big one.
That was the Charleston.
All right, number 4. In what direction is Hebrew red?
What direction is Hebrew red? Right to left.
It's Mr. Unlimited.
Yeah.
Okay.
John is
okay.
Mr. Unlimited also. Yeah. Number 5. Which holiday does not permit the eating of leavened bread and its products?
Passover.
Oh, yeah. This is...
It's Mr.
I rule. Yeah.
All right, what is the name of the title of the person who presides over all Jewish ceremonies?
A rabbi.
I rule. Yeah.
And number 7, finish the sentence. From your mouth to
God's ears.
I rule.
That's a Jewish phrase?
Apparently. 6 for 7, baby.
Must be Old Testament, Rich.
Oh, my Lord.
All right. Because I've heard, like, sassy Southern ladies say that. From your mouth to God's ears.
So wait. Before Fred comes back in here, Rich, you would have gotten 6 out of 7 of those,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I would have missed the dance one.
All right.
I would have missed the dance one.
And what was the answer to the dance one?
The Horah.
I should have known now.
Yes.
Okay, that's
fair. I've heard that. But I would have
Mike, you with no religious up, you would have gotten 6 out of 7.
I would have got 7 out of 7. I don't know if I would have got the Horah. But I am married to a Jewish woman also, so I get it.
So, all right. So Fred Tutcher is coming back into the room. He is sitting in his chair. Fred, we're not going to tell you how many you need, but...
No, we are. Dude, come on, man. You got to get these.
Okay.
Yeah, Fred, you got to get these. Like, these are, I mean... Absolute layups, except for one of them.
I'm thinking Fred goes perfect here. We'll see.
All right, here we go.
All right, Fred, what is the holiest accessible site in Israel?
The Wailing Wall.
What is the Yiddish name for the skull cap that religious
Yarmulke.
Jewish... Yes. Number 3, what is the Jewish dance called that celebrates a happy occasion? In what direction is Hebrew red?
Oh, right to left.
Which holiday does not permit the eating of leavened bread and its products?
A pass to the over.
Number 6, what is the name of the title of the person who presides over all Jewish
cemeteries?
And number 7, finish the sentence, from your mouth to...
God's ears. What's the tiebreaker?
That's a bad idea.
Just give me the tiebreaker. Okay.
What is a bubby?
An awful, 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 awful woman.
You could have got about 3 ways with that one.
Yeah.
John went 6 for 7.
6 for 7.
What did you get wrong?
Horah. I spaced on Horah, but I got all the other ones.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That was an elementary lesson.
Yes, it was.
Johnny, you need to study. How did this Irish German kid.
I know.
How did this guy, whose father, whose grandfather immigrated from Ireland as a child, whose mother died on the way to the United States, who was raised literally by nuns, my grandfather on my mother's side, Philip Tutcher, or Philip Cook, was raised by nuns. A man who, blind, still walked to church every day. Whose priest flew back from Ireland, elderly priest for his funeral because he'd retired to Ireland. My Lord, Jonathan Wallach, to study! Do your parents get mad at you?
For what?
Being such a lapsed Jew.
No.
They don't ever get angry with you?
Nope.
Do they celebrate Passover and things like that?
Not really, no.
Is there a term for that? Like, you know, someone who's like a very laid back in their faith?
You mean agnostic?
Is that what it is?
I'm asking.
Where do your parents have the sukkah?
I have no idea. You might as well be speaking in a foreign
language. You don't know what a sukkah is?
No, I don't.
Johnny, where do you go in Purim?
I don't.
What do you do for Purim? How do you celebrate Purim?
We don't celebrate Purim.
No, but if you did.
It's a celebration. I have no idea, Fred. I know what it is. I have no idea.
It's comparable to what secular holiday?
I don't know, Fred. I don't know the answer.
Purim is to Jews as what is to the secular community.
I don't know.
Halloween, John.
Okay.
Purim is the greatest of all holidays one can celebrate.
And you celebrate how?
I don't.
Okay.
But at least I know what it is.
Congratulations.
So, how's it like Halloween? Is it like,
oh, you put on costumes, you get drunk.
You go door to door and ask for candy?
No, but you put on costumes. I mean, I'm sure there's gelt left over from everything.
Gelt, I know about the mesh bag. I know about that.
I mean, yeah. If you look under certain couch cushions, I mean, it might be a little melty.
Yeah, there's an Afikoman hiding. Yes.
Yeah. Come on.
That's true.
I mean, come on.
I know a few things,
Richie,
Fred.
Needs to study.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, I know as much about Judaism as he does, apparently.
Yes, you do.
I got the same amount of questions.
I'm not pretending to be anything I'm not, guys, to be honest with you.
But, I mean, Rich, I mean, do you think a rabbi would really even preside over this, given John's...
I don't know,
he's turned his back and almost insulted the Jewish community. It's almost like the show needs me as someone to be the guiding light.
The token.
All things Judaism. Yes. I mean, to have such little respect for your people.
We need someone he'll listen to. Is Gabe Kapler around by any chance?
You know, I heard this recently, and it's interesting.
Isn't he the manager in Philadelphia still?
Can we get him? Because, I mean, it's got to be someone who's involved with baseball, let's see if we can get
Gabe. Call the Ruck. The Ruck would get
Okay, here's something I heard recently that you should listen to.
Okay.
Judaism is the one religion that you would know, if you dug up a Jewish body, that you would know they were Jewish by their DNA. If you would not know if you dug up a Methodist, you wouldn't go, okay, they're Methodist. You could tell by their DNA that they were Jewish. So being Jewish is not only a religious philosophy, it is literally who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Gabe,
what do you miss most about Boston?
I think that
your eagle beak went through a birth canal, the womb of your mother, and came out Jewish, and you just have turned your back completely on it. The afterbirth spewing everywhere as little Johnny cried his first cries. What a mitzvah it was, but there.
You missed it, Rich. I got the dismissive hand wave there.
All right. Well, hopefully this vaccine kicks in and we can get you studying. Because I don't know the vaccine to save you.
Yeah.
Because wherever, I don't believe in HE double hockey sticks because of my people.
But I understand.
We don't believe in hell.
Got it.
You understand?
Yes.
All right, John. My goodness. Doesn't know the horror.
Got 6 out of 7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
He thought the dance was the curly shuffle.
That was my mistake.
Well, I mean,
in the other room,
everyone knows that they were the Maroon 5 of their day. They were the Evan and Jaren of their day.
The Evan and Jaren. We can't sit still. Evan and Jaren were they had like that one hit, Crazy for This Girl, and we knew this guy who knew them. And I think I saw Evan and Jaren perform 5 times.
You know who just played our friend's son's bar mitzvah?
Evan and Jaren?
Evan and Jaren, a social distance outdoor bar mitzvah featuring Evan and Jaren.
Crazy for this girl.
They got him out of the Applebee's, yes.
I got a text from Maz. Maz said, horror, a-hole. We love Curly's brother, Shep,
and his fat clone, Joe. I didn't even need you to finish the question. Boogie and awesome. And I was in the bathroom listening to another radio station talking to Romero.
Yeah. How is he? Is he all right?
Doing very well.
Good.
He's a quiet fellow, though. I don't think he likes me very much. All right. Gordon Hayward.
Oh, a wise guy.
Apparently, according to Chad Finn, the sports talk radio in Boston is terrible when it comes to the Celtics. If you have...
This has to be a smart-focused conversation.
Well, correct us. 617-779-0985. It's not our show. If it's another show, what is everyone saying that's so wrong? We'll continue to talk about Gordon Hayward coming right up.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Up. This is the home of the game.
Patriots!
And these guys, Toucher and Rich, on Boston's home for sports, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Thinking of a master plan. Step with the record. Step with the record. Thinking of a master plan. Step with the record. Step with the record. Thinking of a master plan. This ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. So I dig into my pocket, all my money spent. So I dig deep up, still coming up with lint. So I start my mission, leave my residence. Thinking how could I get some dead presidents? I need money. I used to be a stick-up kid. So I think of all the devious things I did.
985 the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich, and we know now that Gordon Hayward is opted out of that extension that he had, so he's looking to get a bigger contract. We know that Atlanta and New York could be interested, and we know that also there could be a sign-and-trade, which would behoove the Celtics, because they could get out of the cap hell that is Gordon Hayward. And I want to add this to any conversation we have with Gordon Hayward. I follow Scott Zolak on Twitter, and he was kind of coming back at Chad Finn. Chad Finn writes about sports in the Boston Globe, and he writes about sports media when required. And I guess he doesn't really like doing it, which is fine. And I could see you getting sick of listening to sports talk radio if you don't like it. But this guy says Dan Greenberg, who I don't know who he is, but his name's Stool Greeny, so I'm guessing that he has had a lot of those McFlurries.
Covers the Celtics for Barstool.
Oh, I thought he had Green Stool.
Yeah, right.
No, obviously he writes about the Celtics. And he put a fairly innocuous tweet out that said, okay, you need to realize, someone said something about Felger and Mads, and he said, okay, you need to realize that sports talk radio is entertainment and nobody knows what the hell's going on other than Hayward and the team, which is fair. No one does know. Not the writers, not anyone. No one knows but Hayward and the team, and I would, you know, ultimately the team and Hayward don't know, or something would have been done by now. And so Chad Finn says, same here, says Celtic sports radio is by far the worst Boston sports radio. Okay, and my question is, why? Like, why is it so bad? What is everyone getting wrong? What is everyone on the air whiffing at? Okay, what do we know? Hey, they brought Hayward in. It was a big free agent signing. He's leaving. You don't like it here. We know that this is not a destination for free agents, and that's required in the NBA right now.
Well, that's not true.
I think they've got two big
free agents over the last 5 years. I mean, they got Al Horford and they got Gordon Hayward. Those are big.
Okay, fair enough, but I mean, I don't...
Now, before that, yes, that was the narrative, but I mean, but they've done well in the past two. I mean, for the year that they were signed, those were two of the biggest names in free agency.
Yeah, but I would counter with that they leave. They don't want to be there anymore.
Okay, them staying is different than them not coming
here. Okay, but which I would imagine isn't a good sign for future free agents.
Now that is a fair. That's fair. Like because I mean this.
Hold on. When it
comes to Al Horford, though, you know he's a guy that got offered more money, and I'm not going to ever fault a guy for leaving for more money.
I was just going to add that. I mean, look, the Celtics correctly so. Said, okay, you're in your 30s. We had, and now remember, his last year here, they had to manage his time. He had a bad knee. A lot of people forget about that. And Horford wanted 4 years after going over 30 years old, and he's playing on a knee that wasn't very good. I mean, I didn't blame the Celtics for not extending him. They offered him 3 years at a fair price. Philadelphia came through with a fourth, and that blew up in their face. As for Gordon Hayward, I understand why he opted out and left, too, because he is the fourth option on this team. And when he signed here, he was the top option on this team.
Are you guys under the impression that that the Celtics would be like a place where a, like, I know we're going to talk about it, but like a Harden or, you know, a massive marquee free agent would choose to go
to? Depends on who's on the team.
Yeah, and it does depend. And it depends on how much better this team gets, whether playing with Jason Tatum is going to be something that gets people to come here. And right now, I mean, if you want to say, you know, people aren't coming to, you know, free agents aren't coming here, that's just simply not true over the last couple of years. They hit on two of the biggest names in the last 5 years to go to free agency during that year. Gordon Hayward was one of the biggest that year, and Al Horford was. And they chose to come here. Before that, it was a wasteland. It was a desert. It sucked. I agree with you. But that narrative's different. And as far as, like, I mean, as you mentioned, the three big names that have left, Kyrie's a maniac. You know, he left because he's a maniac. Horford left for more money. And the Gordon Hayward situation, we don't know how that's panned out. And, you know, if he leaves the Celtics in a lurch and just becomes a free agent somewhere and signs, dude, he screwed the team. But here's the thing, though. And here's two reasons why I believe that this might not end up being him leaving them in the dust. I think they're working something out. It's probably more than likely going to be a sign and trade, because I don't believe he's going to just stay here for an extension for lesser annual dollars per year. I don't think it's going to happen. But something really weird happened about all this yesterday. And that was despite Shams Charania from The Athletic reporting that Hayward declined his option. We have not heard anything from either Adrian Wojnarowski or Chris Haynes from Yahoo, who was the guy who first reported that Hayward was coming to the Celtics in the first place. On top of that, the two-day extension that they gave him, that says to me that he's working something out with the team right now. Because as I was saying earlier, if he was just straight up leaving, why not report it? And Haynes is closest to the situation. He's probably close to Gordon Hayward. Why wouldn't you announce that he's leaving unless you knew that there was more to the story?
I hope you're right.
There's no reason for Hayward just to take what's ever there right now. I mean, he needs the Celtics to go to a preferred destination. I mean, if Atlanta and New York aren't his preferred destinations,
right. Yep.
He can't go to where he wants to go without the help of the Celtics.
That's the best news right now for the Celtics.
Which is,
if he wants to go to Indiana, that's awesome
right.
for the
And so obviously there's no rush for him to go, all right, well, I'm going to take this money to Atlanta. Because if his whole thing is, well, because it's not money at this, because I disagree with you guys, because there's more money waiting for him next year. First of all, he makes more money this year no matter what if he takes the Celtics money. And then I believe there's a bigger contract waiting for him after COVID.
Something he would get this year, next year anyway, and you all have made $34 million this year.
Right.
And shown that you can stay healthy for a full year,
yes,
which he hasn't done.
This is a show-me year, and if you bet on yourself, you would make a lot of money.
I could not agree more. I think he should have stayed where he was. Maybe he wouldn't have liked it all that much, but he would have made $34 million, and the money still would have been there for him.
But Fred, maybe the injuries scare him. Maybe
okay,
there's part of
enough.
Him that knows what he's been going through and is like, you know what?
Listen.
I got to get some guaranteed money, because what if once again I get injured? And
fair
I don't
enough.
Blame him for
okay,
that.
Okay, fair enough. I don't care if it's his decision. I think he's being very short-sighted. But so saying all that, so we all know that financially it's not a disaster for him to stay. Financially for Gordon Hayward, it's not a disaster. So we have to think that it's a preferred destination, that he wants to go somewhere, that he can't stand the thought of staying here. I got a second thought on this. Okay, so it's a preferred destination, right?
Yep.
So he wants to work with the team on a side and trade to where he wants to go. So if that doesn't work, and if he's sitting and his agent's working with Danny Ainge, and they go, we tried everything to get you to Indiana or whatever other hillbilly town you want to go to, and it didn't work out, there has to be a chance that he just goes, all right, well, since I can't go to where I want to go, maybe I'll stay. And that's still on the table. Because if he's working with them, and indeed it is, because we both all agree, and it's just a fact, that it's not a financial home run for him to leave. There is a school of thought financially that if he was to stay this year and then get a new contract, that he could make more money.
And by the way, I would actually like that. Like, if he announced that they were signing like a 3-year extension for less annual money.
No,
awesome.
No. I'm not saying
he's a really good player.
No, I'm not saying signing an extension. I'm saying that taking the 1-year option.
Because he's not going to opt back in. He's already opted out.
But what I'm saying is that if he, I know he's opted out. But what I'm saying is that if he sees what's out there and sees that they can't work a deal to preferred destination, maybe he can negotiate with them and they would make something work for a short period of time.
That would have happened by now. I think that would have happened by now. That's what that 2 days was, the extension, I think. And I think that by now, him opting out, he knows. Like, now it's like, all right, you're either going to sign me to
a deal for he knows there's a deal for him out there. He wouldn't have opted out otherwise. He knows that there is a team willing to give him whatever it is, 2, 3, 4 years. Pick your number. And for a decent amount of money, too. He wouldn't have opted out otherwise.
What did Horford get? Remind me if you don't
4 years and, hang on, it was 4 years and over $100 million.
I see him getting like 3 years, like $28 million a year. I do. I think he's going to get paid way, it's going to blow us away.
4 years and 109 million.
I mean, come on. Like, I mean, Horford got that. Hayward's going to get something less than that, but it's going to still make your head spin.
Well, we were talking about 25 mil yesterday. I mean, I believe it'll be somewhere between 20 and 25 million. If it comes out that he has signed a 4-year, $60 million contract with someone, he really wanted to get the hell away from here. That's what it comes down to.
Mm. All right. Well, I still haven't heard anything about why the sports radio here in town is so terrible with the Celtics. It's one of these things like, hey, I won the election. And then you have dye running down your face and start screaming and yelling, but you present no evidence. So I'm putting in the same category as that. Matthew McConaughey, gentlemen, was on the Scott Van Pelt Sports Center. What a vanity. I imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
Having...
Speaking of little guitar tickles.
Oh, that whistly S. That is really something that's got to be fun to be at dinner with. All right, Matthew McConaughey was on, and there is nothing quite like when a member of the sports media gets on a big shot movie star, and you know that they ain't the first time that they've had a chance to speak. We'll have that for you in just a moment.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
It's become painfully clear.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yo, the things ain't coming fast enough. There is no cut that's clear enough. I can't fold, I need gold, I re-up, I reload. Product must be sold to you. I'm deep down in the back streets, in the heart of Medina. About to set off something more deep than a misdemeanor. Under the subway, waiting for
one of my top 10 MCs of all time.
And his voice for what? He pushed up on the block and made the dope drop like the
Skilo?
No, this actually is the fat guy from PM Dawn.
Oh, is it?
Yes. He is. By the way, Nick is talking to someone on the phone, but I have not had any evidence again substantiating Chad Finn's view that the Celtics basketball talk is the worst basketball talk. I'm just, again, one evidence. I won't even argue with you. I mean, it's your opinion, but I just have gotten no evidence. And I will not take Twitter. I have not looked at Twitter, and I won't take Twitter because Twitter doesn't count.
I'm not trying to pat ourselves on the back, but I don't think that we get a ton of crap for it. And I think a lot of it has to do, of course, as you mentioned, John is the play-by-play guy for the Celtics when, you know, Sean Grandy's there, and, you know, Cedric Maxwell has to suffer through not being with his best buddy John because everyone knows he likes John better than Sean Grandy. And I think the Ainge interviews are fair. I mean, it's not like we're any like great basketball minds, but
well, I certainly
in fairness,
never
I don't think we're not the ones that
I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's I'm not taking offense to it. I want to make
I'm just yeah.
No,
I'm
not being defensive at all. At all. I just there is this narrative online through basketball writers and people that write about sports that Boston Sports Radio is completely inept at talking about the Celtics, and I don't take offense to it. Does that sound like something I'd care about? Like, in terms of, like, it would hurt my feelings? No.
If you had said Bruins, you would have been pissed.
I don't care about that, really,
either. No, but it's confusing.
No,
you. It's also an easy kind of thing to just throw out there.
Here's my deal. Yeah, here's what I had to teach Joe Murray yesterday, is that my goal is to be entertaining. And if that day being entertaining has people going, you know what, Fred's being a dick, but they're listening and interacting with the show, I'm fine with that. Now, I don't want every day for me to be a dick. And when I get frustrated, like with something where if I say something about like Corona or something, and then a bunch of people go, dumbass, what you're saying is dangerous. And then they either got what I said wrong or are completely factually wrong with what they say. That pisses me off because I'm like, you're not listening. So this doesn't piss me off. I'm just curious. What is Boston Sports Radio doing with the Celtics that's so terrible?
617-779-0985. Yeah. I don't know either.
Five calls says it all. No,
I mean, I have...
Well, Felger said that. Well, okay, what did he say? What did he say? Well, he said that Celtics fans are too nice and don't care about, you know, they just love the team no matter what. Okay. Why is that horrible? What is he saying that's horrible? What it's doing is offending you in some way and making you go Felger, and I guarantee you that then you tune in to hear him do that. So I don't understand what he's doing that's wrong. What is the media doing that's factually inaccurate? Factually inaccurate, not your opinion, factually inaccurate, and what is it doing that's so terrible? And what would be better? What could be so great? And then people go, well, there's podcasts, because I see this because Scott was interacting with them. Well, there's podcasts. Well, no one listens to them because they're not entertaining. So again, people just get on the radio and they say whatever to get a reaction. I don't know that's true. That would be see-through right away. I don't think that's true. I just think, and when it's coming from someone like Chad Finn, who's whatever, like Chad's a guy who I've talked to once or twice in my life, and he's always been fair to us, good or bad. I've never had a problem with him. I've never called him out on the air, and I'm not doing it now. I just want to know why. I'm very interested in the whys now. With everything that's going on in the world, and with my, Rich, my journey through many religions, was John sits there as not a seeker. Despite him growing up Jewish, it's been proven I know much more about the Jewish religion than in the lifestyle than he does. But I want to know. I want to know why.
That's all.
I have yet to hear anything. Oh, here we go.
Here we got
some calls.
All right, Tom, go ahead.
Steak and Eggs, boys. How are you guys?
Hey, what's up, Tom?
Freddie, the answer to your question, my man, is because the writers realize that the Celtics have been an effing joke over the last three decades, all right? That's the reality of it. What have they actually done outside of 2008? Let me tell you, a big, fat nothing Danny Ainge's whole plan, the whole trade with Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce of the Brooklyn Nets outside of Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum is blowing in their face. Yeah, you can sign free agents, Rich, but you can't keep them. Your head coach is, oh, God, G. Wilkers, I can't really handle a star player. Kyrie Irving comes in here. You trade for the wrong superstar. Danny Ainge just doesn't know what to do with these draft picks, so he just keeps taking a guy after a guy after a guy. And then you got the stupid fan base who realizes, outside of, oh, wait, we haven't done absolute crap since Larry Bird and Kevin McHale, and they're trying to make any excuse they can to make the lure of the Celtics as great as it's always been, when in reality, you have been irrelevant. You have been the Cleveland Cavaliers over the last 30 years before LeBron James.
Dude, they've made Eastern Conference Finals three of the last 4 years, and most of those years, they were not favored to be there.
I'm interested in championships. I'm interested in championships.
Well, you know what? Then there's 28 other teams who are kicking the dirt right now, too. Then you know what? Then there's 28 other teams that are just as bad.
Celtics, Rich. You're the Boston Celtics, not the Atlanta Hawks. Not the Cleveland Cavaliers. You're the Boston effing Celtics.
And you exist in the same universe as the Golden State Warriors.
I'm interested in a championship.
Well, that's great and all, but you know what? You exist in the same universe as the Golden State Warriors. So you're not going to win a championship every single year. Sorry, that's just the way it works. You are a better organization than probably 28 of the other teams.
Because you give them a critical point, because right now, over the last, since 2008, you can actually go back to the Perkins trade when Danny decided to blow that whole team up.
Well, that was a mistake. That. I hated that.
You haven't done a damn thing. Yeah. You have not done a damn thing in Danny Ainge's tender. And quite frankly, outside of OA, you have been irrelevant since 1987.
The one point he brings up that's negative that could be true is that Brad Stevens' coaching style is not effective with superstars.
How can you say that?
Just because Gordon Hayward wanted to leave.
No. Because what happened
with Kyrie Irving
Hayward,
blew up.
Well, that's Kyrie Irving.
Well, we'll see how Kyrie
Irving ruins coaches. Kyrie Irving ruins teams.
And I am prone to believe you, but if Kyrie Irving, by some miracle, and I don't think this is going to happen, I know, and I don't think it's going to happen, but he might be right. I mean, if Kyrie Irving goes into Brooklyn and is a model player and doesn't act weird and they win, then you got to look back and see what the Celtics did wrong. But that hasn't happened, right?
No. You see, with Gordon Hayward, the whole situation with him is that he came here now and he thought he was going to be the star. And then all of a sudden Kyrie shows up. So he's not the star. Meanwhile, you've got guys like Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown who really came into their own, which, by the way, is a good thing.
Right.
That's something that we should all be going, wow, okay, Brad did a really good job getting these guys to be able to play at the level that they played, and you know what? They surpassed a guy who they thought was going to be a superstar. Once again, that is a good thing. And now they essentially don't really need Gordon Hayward as much as they used to. So you said it earlier. If he leaves, listen, he's a good player, and I think he's definitely somebody who would help this team. I think they're better with him than without him, unlike, you know, Joe Murray's thought differently. But we disagree on that. But if he goes, the drop in quality isn't drastic. So I don't get this whole mindset that players are, this is an awful thing. John said it about Al Horford. You should be glad that he got offered more money to go somewhere else. I'll never fault anyone for leaving
What you're saying is all right. Obviously, the development of Jaylen Brown and Tatum is a good thing. There's no question about it. And they've been able to keep Brown, and it looks like they'll keep Tatum. Now, the one thing, though, is we've been told over and over and over again just how wonderful Gordon Hayward was, and we weren't really appreciating him and how little everyone knew about basketball because of that. And now we're also saying, by him leaving, it's not a crushing blow to the team. So I would say...
Yeah, things have changed the last 3 years.
Yeah. Right. But I'm even saying last season. People are like, you don't understand what he means, and you don't get it, and da-da-da. Well, okay, well then fine. If he leaves, then that should be a massive deal. But it's not.
It's not as massive because you had players come into their own, like Jaylen Brown
Absolutely.
And Jason Tatum.
Absolutely.
And that's a good, as I said, that's a good thing. That shouldn't be a critique on the Celtics.
No.
That should be a positive.
No, this is more a critique on people, again, that were insulting sports talk radio.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Everything you're saying is right. And there's nothing wrong with what you're saying. Everything you said is right. Of course, developing Jaylen Brown and Tatum into stars and keeping them is a good thing. You can't debate against that.
The one thing I'll say, though, is that we were, you know, schooled and mocked and told how great Gordon Hayward was, and you just don't understand basketball. But I think we're all on the same page of saying Gordon Hayward leaving is not a crushing blow to this team. So Gordon Hayward,
got guys that got better, yeah.
Right? And so Gordon Hayward's really wasn't that important to the team then. So
well, I mean, he at the beginning
they're better with him. They're better with him than they are without him. But he's not the difference maker. All right, we'll be right back. We can take your calls again. I've got no evidence of everyone being so awful about the Celtics. There you go. The Patriots, I've said, the Patriots, well, you said Duggar, whatever, had a bad game. No, none of us said that. A caller said that. Well, you didn't challenge him. Okay, well, you know what? Get a hobby. All right. You know, people call in, and sometimes I'm not hanging on every word they say. All right, so we'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Five, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Chad Finn, who covers sports radio in Boston, also writes a lot about sports as well for the Boston Globe. A guy from Barstool said something about, you got to realize sports talk radio is entertainment. Chad Finn said Celtic sports radio is by far the worst Boston sports radio. And then people said things like, which is wild because you think that many people who are way, way smarter than Danny Ainge would have MBA gigs by now instead of reading ads for Dr. Nick's House of Transplants. And to that, I would say, so Danny Ainge is infallible, that if you call out a team, that's somehow bad? What should people do? Again, tell me what, and I'm not, and I'm really not being defensive, and I'm not being the definition of defensive. I am not defending anything. I just want to know why. Like, why should people not question what Danny Ainge does? He's perfect?
Yeah.
Like, what, he's perfect?
No. I mean,
like he's made no mistakes. Like, he really wanted to take all those picks. He wanted to take the two picks. Like, he wanted the guard from Oregon very badly. That was what he went into the draft wanting to do. You think Danny's going to come on here on Tuesday and say, yeah, I really wanted the kid from Oregon?
Hey, think about it, Rich. If he had made the trade and packaged up all the picks, Brad Wanamaker would still be here.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to forgive him for that one.
Yeah.
This is up there with the Perkins trade, if you ask me. Bad move.
Like,
bad,
you know, like move. They weren't interested in the they didn't want what's his face from New Orleans? The guard.
Drew Holiday.
Like, they didn't want Drew Holiday. Like, he wasn't interested in him. He'd rather have the guard from Oregon. Joe Murray texted me, I think it's the callers that make radio so bad here. They don't want superstars and give age a pass constantly. When he signs free agents, they can't keep him and they blame no one. But again, that doesn't make it. I don't know why. It's like, it's the worst. I know why people react more to Boston Sports Radio, because it matters here.
Yeah.
I mean, people listen to it. Most men listen to it. Like, for real, like most men.
So I don't get
quite a few.
Yeah, like I don't like. So I get like why it matters, but I don't get like what particularly about the Celtics is so bad because I don't. I won't read the Twitter, but this is just underneath Chad Finn's. I'm not reading ours. Mm-hmm. It says in America by the far the worst sports radio in America. Well, if that's the case, you don't like sports talk radio because it's the most successful in America. But that's me being defensive. And then I, but it's like, oh, well, you should talk about the, well, what about the Patriots? Well, what about anything? What is everyone getting so wrong? Like, what is so wrong? It's just it's these blanket statements and there's no evidence behind it. Well, Felger said, what did he say that's so wrong? Well, he said Celtics fans are too easy on the team. Okay. Well, yeah. All right. What you can't see a shade of anything that's remotely true about that. You might disagree with it, but it's like such an outrageous opinion that it's awful. Come on. Come on. I mean, that's such a lazy thing. It's the worst sports talk radio. Is it now? Really? Well, then tell me what's better and then tell me what's better. Well, you know, Nerdy McDuck has a podcast on Look At Me at Home's channel. And no, that's not better. No.
Don't you be smirch Nerdy McDuck.
Well, I mean, listen.
I've listened to it after the show's done.
Listen, that doesn't appeal to an audience. I mean, listen, if you know, want to go to a would-be general manager's meeting with a bunch of kids from MIT, I'm sure they'll eat it up. But the audience isn't going to like it. I mean, Boston Sports is just like the guy at the end of the bar talking. What are you, in 1950? Give me a break. All right, what is Jerry Thornton promoting? You booked Jerry Thornton. I don't know what's going on, to be honest.
Well, first of all, any excuse to get Jerry Thornton on the show is a good one. I like having Jerry Thornton on. But he's got a documentary that is coming out that he is involved in that he'll be, that he can plug.
I love having him on because he and I share a kinship. We discussed the last time he was on.
Which is?
Well, I mean, he was a co-host of a certain talk show on another station.
He both spent time with Dale Arnold, is what you're saying.
He found out rather quickly that he was not wanted on that show.
Yeah.
And left.
Yeah, he didn't want any entertainment. And good on Entercom for keeping Dale on with Keefe. You're doing Keefe a lot of favors. All right, we'll be back. No commercials here, just the headlines.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit Flutie Foundation.org to get involved.